brought to you by Penguin.
Children of Fortune by Val Wood, read by Anne Dover. Chapter 1, 1864. Alicia, her blonde hair blowing in the sharp breeze, took a deep breath and in a wavering voice called out at the top of her voice,
"Mama! Mama! Where are you?"
From the top step outside the front door of Old Stone Hall, her voice was intended to reach a fair distance, but the 10-year-old's words didn't carry far. The heavy front door opened, and Dora Hallam, her mother's right-hand companion, arms folded, looked out. "Miss Alicia," she warned, "please don't shout. It's not ladylike, and your mamma will think there's something wrong, and then she'll hurry, which she shouldn't."
"Oh, I'm so sorry."
Alicia turned tragic blue eyes towards her.
"I really am, Dora. I mean, Mrs. Hallam. Do I really have to call you that? I've known you for years."
"Yes, you must." Dora hid a smile and ushered her inside. "It was different when I was Miss Murray, as you know very well," she reminded Alicia, who did know, as she'd been a flower girl at Dora's wedding to Simon Hallam. Simon was their estate manager, and Dora, her mother's long-time friend and confidant, as much as her assistant. They'd been married in the village church in North Ferriby, and although Alicia's mother had had to wear a dark grey gown and a grey and black hat with raven feathers, as she was still in mourning for poor Papa Charles, Alicia was allowed to wear a white dress with pretty blue ribbons and a large white lacy bonnet with a brim. Alicia's brothers, Lawrence and Ambrose, acted as ushers and wore black knickerbockers with white shirts and black waistcoats, and Edward, who was now her new papa — she always felt a rush of pure happiness when she thought of him, for she loved him so much — had been Hallam's best man. Alicia had been nearly 7 when her father Charles had died. She hardly remembered him, as he hadn't often come home, preferring to live in London, and she'd often wondered if perhaps he didn't like children. Her mamma had waited for 2 years after Papa Charles's death before she married Edward, and she had told Alicia and her brothers that it was only right and proper to do so. It was a way of honouring his life. Alicia had sighed when she heard this. She really wanted their mamma to marry Edward at once so that she could be a bridesmaid again. Laurie remembered their father, as he was a year and a half older than Alicia, but had whispered to her that he hadn't liked him much, although she wasn't to tell Mama. Alicia had whispered back that she didn't either, though she always pretended that she did, and was pleased when he went back to London, because her mother always seemed anxious whenever he came to see them. Ambrose, the youngest, said he didn't know who they were talking about if anyone mentioned Charles's name, and that Edward was their papa. "So what did you want to ask your mamma?" Dora asked.
"I wanted to ask if I could go out on my pony by myself," Alicia piped. "Aaron is too busy to come with me. He says he's waiting for a message, and he might have to go out."
"You can ride in the paddock," Dora told her, "but not anywhere else on your own. Not today."
"Can you saddle up on your own?"
"Yes, but that's not fun," Alicia pouted. "I'll just be trotting round and round in circles. And besides, the hens get in the way, and they're always squawking. I want to go up the road to see Granny Mags."
"Well, you can't," Dora said firmly. "Not on your own, and not today," she repeated. "Your mamma likes to know where you are, otherwise she gets worried about you. And we can't have that, can we?" Alicia shook her head.
"Could I have some lemonade, then? Please," she added.
"Yes," Dora conceded. "Go outside again and sit at the table, and I'll ask Ambrose if he'd like some too, and he can join you. Your mamma won't be long."
"Where is she?" Alicia asked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?